Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast episode 1123, where we dish out some of the most entertaining and brain-teasing trivia on the internet. Let's dive right in. Kicking off with round one, our category, the vibrant colors of the rainbow. Here's the first question. This genre of country music shares its name with a color and is fittingly Kentucky's state music. That's right, the answer is bluegrass. The music is as rich and colorful as the grass itself. On to the second question. What color is often associated with feeling sad or gloomy? The answer is blue. Feeling blue is a phrase used universally to express sadness. Let's move to the third question. In the 1996 and 2000 presidential elections, Ralph Nader ran as a member of this environmentally focused party. Correct. The answer is the Green Party. Definitely a colorful political movement. Here's the fourth question. If someone is in a sad mood, which color would they be feeling? Again, the answer is blue. It seems blue has quite the emotional impact. And now, the fifth question. IBM is known informally as Big What? Exactly. Big Blue is the answer. IBM got this nickname because of their common use of blue in their products. Now let's jump into round two. The category, She Blinded Me with Science, a tribute to phenomenal female scientists. First question. Dorothy Hodgkin's Nobel Prize in Chemistry was for her work on this vitamin, whose deficiency causes pernicious anemia. Spot on. The answer is B12, a crucial vitamin for our bodies. Here's the second question. Alice Ball was 23 and a college instructor in Hawaii in 1915 when she developed the first successful treatment for this disease, also known as Hansen's disease. That's right, the answer is leprosy, a remarkable achievement at such a young age. On to the third question. Pioneering computer programmer Grace Murray Hopper is known for coining this term for a mysterious computer problem. Correct. The answer is a bug, a term we now use quite commonly in the tech world. Here's the fourth question. Nobel laureate Gertrude Elion helped develop drugs to treat herpes, gout, and what cancer of the bone marrow? Absolutely right. The answer is leukemia. Her contributions to medicine are truly outstanding. And for the fifth question. In 1963, Maria Goeppert Mayer received a Nobel Prize in Physics for her shell model of what part of an atom? Bingo, the answer is the nucleus. Certainly a groundbreaking discovery. Moving into round three, our category, the steadfast guardians. Here's the first question. U.S. Coast Guard units based in Cleveland, Ohio, are known as the guardians of what bodies of water? That's right, the answer is the Great Lakes, a fitting title for their vital role. Here's the second question. What's the four-letter term for a person, usually a minor, legally placed in the charge of a guardian? The answer is a ward, an important term in legal and foster care circles. Here's the third question. Keeping it safe is the motto of what Red Berated group founded by Curtis Sliwa? Yes. The answer is the Guardian Angels. They've been vigilant protectors since the 1970s. Here's our fourth question. The scarlet and gold dress uniforms of these Guardians of the Tower of London date back to 1552. Spot on. The answer is the Beefeaters, or Yeoman Warders. Their uniforms are as iconic as the tower they guard. And remember, the category is Guardians. For the fifth question. In Arthurian legend, what wounded monarch is the guardian of the Holy Grail? Yes, indeed. The answer is the Fisher King, a legendary guardian of one of history's most famous artifacts. Now let's move on to round four. The category, the intriguing unfinished operas. Here's the first question. This composer finished just three scenes of Olav Tryggvason. They're sometimes performed as a cantata. That's correct. The answer is Edvard Grieg. His music continues to captivate us, even in its incomplete form. Here's the second question. Make an exodus from the theater after seeing Schoenberg's incomplete opera about this biblical figure and his brother Aaron. The answer is Moses. It's fascinating how biblical stories have inspired so many works of art, isn't it? Here's the third question. Biondello hides inside a mechanical goose in Mozart's unfinished opera, The Goose of What Egyptian City? Right you are. The answer is Cairo, a tantalizing tale from the pen of the maestro Mozart himself. Here's our fourth question. Let's wax philosophical and wonder why Rousseau left only fragments of his opera about Daphnis and who. Indeed, the answer is Chloe. Even in fragments, Rousseau's music continues to touch us. And the fifth question. Smetana's Viola, with just 365 bars of music, is based on what Shakespearean play? The answer is Twelfth Night, a testament to the timeless appeal of Shakespeare's works. And now for the grand finale, the final round, the category, iconic songs. Here's the first question. Having this title problem, Barry Manilow sings, I can't laugh and I can't sing, I'm finding it hard to do anything. The answer is Can't Smile Without You, a classic tune that has touched many hearts. Here's the second question. What is the 1930s song to which the Marcells added the following over 25 years later? Bom ba ba bom ba bom 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 ba bom ba ba bom ba ba dang a dang dang ba ba ding a dong ding. Yes, the answer is Blue Moon. The Marcells certainly added their own twist to this classic. Here's the third question. Can you name two of the three top 10 Fat Fats Domino songs with Walk in the title? You've got it. The answer is I'm Walking, I Want to Walk You Home, and or Walking to New Orleans. It seems Fats Domino had quite a fixation with walking. Here's the fourth question. Under the Sea, from what Disney animated feature, won the 1989 Oscar for Best Song? Correct. The answer is The Little Mermaid, a song that has had us all humming along. And here's the final question for today. In which song is the protagonist told to mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy? Indeed, the answer is Yankee Doodle Dandy, an enduring American classic. Thank you for tuning in. Your participation makes this show a delight. Be sure to join us tomorrow for more thrilling and enlightening trivia. Keep those thinking caps on.